Blessed Letha, my lovelies. It's been a while since I just did a on-the-spot cast. Just be a short one today, though, as I drive into work. So today, in the Northern Hemisphere, is the longest day of the year, and Letha, and in the Southern Hemisphere, it is the longest night of the year, and it is Yule. So, Merry Yule and Blessed Letha to all. For many, today is a day of rededication to their path and their craft, and in celebration of the sun god, or Kunnunos, or to the lady. For me, that would be, excuse me, Hecate. So, you know, whatever your celebration for the day is, please embrace it fully and enjoy it. For me personally, I am going to be guest hosting on a different radio show this evening. If you have a chance to listen, it's on Truth Frequency Radio, and I will be guest hosting on the Paranormal Portal with Don Longbeard, because our good friend Brent Thomas has some stuff he has to go take care of this weekend, so he's going to be gone. And Don and I will be trying to fill his shoes, so that'll be fun. I'm excited. It's a surprise, so don't tell anybody. you heard it here first. I don't know what we're talking about. It'll be a surprise. I guess Don has a plan. We'll see. Or maybe Brent left a plan. Kind of like substitute teaching, there's a lesson plan to follow. I don't know. Anyways, I think it'll be fun. So for me, my Letha celebration will be pretty much internal because I have a busy, busy day, unfortunately. I did get up to greet the sun, although it is overcast and raining right now at my house. So it's really hard to greet the sun if you cannot see him. But that's okay. I will probably be kind of in a state of celebration all weekend, to be honest. There will be mead. I made it myself, and I've been saving a bottle. for some, this is a great time for a ritual or some sort of preparation of some sort. Maybe you're going to be casting a circle. Maybe you're just going to be resetting your intentions. Those are all good things, you know. Especially as we travel this path, I really, truly feel that life is an adventure. And just like any adventure, there's going to be trials and tribulations that will cause growth. And there will be periods of harmony and celebration. To celebrate that growth and accomplishments. So I really don't feel that there's anything negative to be said or had when it comes to life. It's just an adventure. We experience things as we experience them, and it's part of our growing process, whether it's something we need to learn for this life, something we should have learned in our previous life, or something we're going to need to learn and know for our next life. You know, what... Just embrace the opportunity to learn. Now, that being said, some of our trials and tribulations are not equal. And for those that have seriously, or had a serious suffering, my heart goes out to you. And that's something else, I think. The healing process itself is not always easy. So don't be afraid to reach out for help or ask for help if you need it, if you're on a path that is not healthy or you've experienced something very, very bad, whether it's loss or harm. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Whether it's from me, which I can give you a little bit of guidance, or from someone who's in the, a professional in that field. You know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Today is a celebration of life and love and sun and summer and growing things. For me, anyways, my little bitty garden is growing. I've eaten spinach out of my little pot. I didn't get a full garden in this year. Just no time. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. There's 24 hours in a day, but sometimes I really need 28 or 30 or 12. It does vary a bit. And just the thing is, though, you need to make the most of the time that you do have. And I try. I try to put as much stuff into one day as I can. This week, it's been doing a bit of healing. I have some disc issues in my lower back. And so instead of doing like I really wanted to be and experiencing and such, instead, I've spent most of the last week healing and trying to convince myself that inflammation is a bad thing and we need to let it go. It's causing us harm and grief. So, for anybody with a back issue, I'm sorry. I feel your pain. But anyways, this is just my quick hello, a quick hi. I am still here. I do have more content to load here in a bit. If you have any questions, please, by all means, reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook, Paisley Wild, Wild with an E. You can send me an email, wildpaisley@gmail.com. That's wildpaisley@gmail.com. So please, send me your thoughts, your questions, and I'll try to address them live, if you're okay, on the either on podcast or YouTube. Or if you want a personal message or a personal reach out, just let me know, and I will do that as well. So, for those of you that are listening, this is The Spaces Between, and I will be posting more content this weekend because I just need to get it done. That's all. Just need to get it done. And I hope you share your Letha celebrations with me and tell me what you're doing. And I hope you have just a joyous, joyous day.